You know, people always come up to me and they go, Trevor, as the host of the Daily Show, how do you feel about Donald Trump? I say, well, I don't know how to feel about him. That's the honest truth. He's a paradox for me emotionally. You know, one part of me is terrified at the notion that he's president of the most powerful nation in the world. The other side of me knows that every day he's going to make me laugh. I cannot deny this. And this is a tough place to be in, because you have to process the very real situation that you are in, and that is a dangerous one. But at the same time, you can acknowledge that when you laugh, you're not controlled by fear. And that's something that I've always lived with in my life, in my family. You know, my mother always said to me, she said, when we're laughing, we're not afraid. When we're laughing, we're experiencing our truest selves. It doesn't mean what is happening to us is not real, but it means that we can process the very real world that is happening to us. And in many ways, I try and look at the positives. People go, is the world getting better? I go, I believe it's always getting better, but in many ways, the world is like the body. You cannot see the change when you look at it every single day, but if you take snapshots, you can see how things are getting better. You can also see how some things are getting worse. Climate change is one of those, and that's where young people are stepping up and saying, hey, hurricanes are a good example. Oh, you know, the intensity of these once-in-a-lifetime events has increased. Maybe it's time to do something. Young people are speaking up. Donald Trump is doing that. People are speaking up. They're engaging like never before. You know, for the first time in history, we're living through a time period where we're learning about the presidency at the same time as the president, which is engaging people like never before. You wake up, you read the newspaper, and you go, I've never knew this before. And somewhere at that exact same moment, the president is reading that same newspaper, saying the exact same thing. And that for me is exciting. Is it scary? Yes. But most exciting things are scary. But honestly, I saw it over the last few weeks. And I mean, it's still unfolding now. You have, you know, Hurricane Maria, which is wreaking havoc and moving, you know, to Puerto Rico now. And we're seeing the devastation. But we've also seen the giving. You know, I was touched by how many people, even on our show, reached out. And there is an opportunity for everyone to become a goalkeeper, which is what excites me. And that is, in this new world of technology, we have the opportunity to engage with activists on the ground level. People often mock millennials and they say, these are hashtag activists. And I argue they're hashtag activists until they're given the opportunity to take it from a tweet into the streets. And so I urge every single one of you in this room, if you have the power, if you have the ability, if you have the information or the knowledge, take these people up on what they're offering. They're energized, they're optimistic, they're powerful beyond all measure. And I'm proud to say that I'm one of them. I'm a millennial, and by proxy, I hope to be a goalkeeper. Thank you very much for having me, and congratulations on everything today.